All right, wrestling fans, Southern Dynamite here, which means it's time for Pro Wrestling America here on the Wrestling with Theology podcast. It's December. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas chaos on the 28th, 3 weeks away, and things are beginning to heat up. This week, we come from the Wintrust Arena. Couple of great signings coming up. This week, Iron Mike Sharp is making his return to the PWA. And so is Missy Hyatt. Now, Missy made it very clear when she came in and negotiated her contract, I was not allowed to do any of the goofy stuff that happened with her and Raven and that whole storyline with Eddie Gilbert. Okay, fine. I don't have to do the goofy. Because while I do like a goofy feud once in a while just to have some interest in there with people that normally don't get those things, when they get super goofy, it's just, yeah. It's almost as bad as bringing family into the feud. And we could go on about that many times, and I may do that next season as we get into the season preparing for St. Valentine's Day Massacre. But we don't need that here. The PWA does not need to drag in a wrestler's family and make them the point of the feud, because the whole thing of the storyline should be about the wrestlers in and around the ring. So today, we have a great main event, title versus title, as Eddie Gilbert and Christopher Daniels defend the American Tag Team titles against the Illinois champion, Chris Candido, and his tag team partner, Tully Blanchard. If either Gilbert or Daniels gets pinned, they lose the titles. Whoever pins Candido wins the Illinois heavyweight title. That's going to be a great match. But we have a build-up before that. Our first match has Iron Mike Sharp making his return against Gentleman Chris Adams. And it's a fairly quick match. Things are going well. Balanced match between these two, but Iron Mike Sharp gets the pin in a time of 5 minutes 27 seconds after knocking Adams out with the loaded arm brace. I mean, you want to talk about goofy storylines? I mean, the loaded brace for Iron Mike Sharp, that's his entire shtick. I mean, that's how he became Iron Mike in the first place. I mean, you just can't get past that. I mean, that's got to stay. Next match, tag team action. Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis taking on Jimmy Wang Yang and T.D. Steele. A couple of guys who have not gotten a whole lot of time in the ring this season, but making up for it after Thanksgiving. And Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis proved to be too much for T.D. Steele. Yang doesn't get much time in the ring when Brickhouse pins Steele in 7 minutes flat to get the victory. Next match has Dan Spivey facing off against the Honky Tonk Man. And they have an even match. It is a great match that the fans start getting into. And when Honky Tonk Man hits the shake, rattle, and roll on Spivey to get the pin, the crowd erupts. Still looking for Sunshine. Still trying to figure out where she is. But again, J.J. Dillon's not saying what he did with her. Next match, interesting clash of styles here as Michael P. S. Hayes takes on Dr. Death Steve Williams. Hayes tries to make a statement in the match that he is a solid contender for any singles title. But Williams gets the advantage after a while. and Hayes bails out of the ring and takes a count-out loss in a time of 13 minutes, 31 seconds. I guess Hayes' statement is, I am just fine by myself until I'm not, and then I'm out. And believe me, Dr. Death is not very happy with a count-out win. Next match, tag team action, rematch from 3 weeks ago. Bad Company facing off against Rough and Ready again. And 3 weeks ago, it was basically a mugging. But it brought the New Age Outlaws back together again. Bad Company again makes quick work of the jobbers. Diamond pinning Rough after a Russian leg sweep in a time of a minute 52 seconds. Instead of continuing the beatdown as they did 3 weeks ago, Diamond grabs the mic and challenges the Outlaws to come out and give them some real competition. Give them a real match that'll take them more than 2 minutes. Tanaka demands that they put their number one contendership for the World Tag Team titles on the line as well. No answer is given. Bad Company continues to taunt them, but eventually they give up and leave the ring. No word from the Outlaws. Next match is Sting versus Terry Gordy. And Sting seeks to prove himself against one half of the World Tag Team Champions. But he has major problems with Gordy. Gordy just seems to have the match well in hand after the 20-minute mark and wins the match with the Oriental Spike in a time of 24 minutes, 33 seconds. Even though they didn't answer earlier, the number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles have a match. The New Age Outlaws facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. And the Outlaws show their athletic prowess against the bigger wrestlers. They focus their attention on Bass, who gets pinned after a double brainbuster in a time of 9 minutes, 44 seconds. Your winners are the number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles, the New Age Outlaws. Now we get to the main event. Title versus title. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels putting up the American Tag Team titles against Chris Candido's Illinois Heavyweight title and Tully Blanchard. Again, if the tag champions get pinned, Candido and Blanchard are the American Tag Team champions. If Candido gets pinned, either Gilbert or Daniels is the new Illinois Heavyweight Champion. And all four men show great athleticism throughout the match. Whenever Candido gets close to being pinned, he manages to get over to his corner and tag in Tully. The match ends with Daniels hitting the best moonsault ever on Candido while Gilbert covers Tully after a pile driver. Both men get the pinfall, but Tully's the legal man in the ring. Everybody walks out with their own titles. Gilbert and Daniels are still the American Tag Team title or champions. Candido is still your Illinois Heavyweight Champion. And honestly, the only person that seems to be happy is referee David Manning. Because after almost 40 minutes in the ring with these guys, he was ready to be done. He wanted to go home for the night. And that is exactly where we are, going home for the night. Great matches on the card tonight. Great matches coming up over the next couple of weeks. Building up 3 weeks away from Christmas chaos. We'll see you there.